I think it took a minute for the computer to actually figure out what was me and what is me. Hopefully that's not too bad. You know, I don't know that I really have anything to talk about, but to be honest, I'm not really interested in listening to other people. I got up today without kissing Lisa goodbye, so I left her a note that said I love her, mwah, and hopefully she'll be able to sleep in, and that'll be good for her. She was up last night. We had steak last night, and I mean big, big steaks. Oh, my goodness. And I'm not hungry this morning, particularly. I just had an orange. And, but she was already having problems last night digesting the food. So, there's that. Trying to remember if we're feeding missionaries tonight. I hope so. I get concerned about going out with the elders in situations where we're supposed to be helping people decide to join the church. What the missionaries are about. Of course, there is a group of people, and they're not really interested. I don't think they're really interested in what the church offers. You know, it's like, oh yeah, come on over, others come talk to me whenever you want to. They seem like they're you know, I don't know if they're looking for companionship or what. But, turn that up a little bit. But yeah, the missionaries can spend an awful lot of time, and you go, and if you have the time, it's not a bad thing to do. And now, see, the missions were so much different when I was young. You know, and I went on my mission. We were specifically, our problem was elders would often single out families with cute girls, and they would camp out, and they'd spend a lot of time with those families, and they were already members of the church, stuff like that. Now, you know, this is smarter ones. You would go out and you would share the gospel with people. And, of course, I'm vaguely autistic. Before that was really a thing, you know, when I was growing up and when I was young, if you were autistic, you couldn't speak, you moaned a lot, and you couldn't make eye contact with people. Now, I was odd, and they didn't really have a mechanism for ferreting out the odd people from just anybody else. So you know, I don't know how people treated that. I don't know what people were thinking. I'm glad that most people were nice to me. Anyway. But yeah. The concept of having members help you join the church is okay. You know, I think the whole concept is that you're supposed to be kind of local, or at least that's the take on it. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about this, and we need you to bear your testimony about this, and they happen to bring up bearing testimony about the two great commandments. And I said, I looked at Lisa and I said, I've got some really weird ideas about the first two commandments. I said, I don't know if I need to saddle this kind of a situation with those kinds of ideas. And Lisa shook her head and said, no, you don't need to do that. So it's like, okay, all right. I don't usually take them up on those kinds of offers just because it's like, I think I'm that weird guy in the wilderness. And I don't know that I would be helpful in that sort of setting at all. So I do the online stuff. And people can poke and prod at the things that I do there, and that's fine. Whatever they want to do. And I hope it brings them closer to Christ and to God. I do. But yeah, it's definitely going to be, you're going to be introduced to the interesting places that I go to. You know, the whole concept that Christ isn't your butler. That he's kind of, he is a mean guy. But he's pushy. And in our modern society, I don't think him going out and being among people would be very acceptable. And I'm not saying it was at his time either. You know, his whole life was spent basically chewing up traditionalism. And, you know, I do that too. I am not a traditionalist. I think when people say, well, you know, but we are going to have a tradition of following Christ. And you go, it was kind of a wilderness thing. You know, I've sometimes compared myself to John the Baptist conceptually. Because people have to pretty much come to me. You know, there's not some, you know, it's not a thing to go out. Now, missionaries go, and they go knocking on doors, and they go, and they go to find people. And it says, since I'm not doing proselyting anymore and not really interested in it, we put out stuff and they come to us. And you do it without price. Like I said, you don't have to pay. It's just not much. I don't think anybody would pay. So, I don't know. And like I tell people, I said, I'm not sitting here and saying I'm right. I don't know. But I look at it and I say, well, this is what I see. This is what I see from God. This is my own personal experiences with God. he's been very kind to me, and I'm really grateful. And that's how that's done. And I don't want to fall into the trap of people who try to really make money off of YouTube. I was just listening to this lady. I have not seen her. She talks about her family. And all I've seen is her and her daughter, her little bitty daughter. And they were somewhat poor. She talks a little bit about, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell if she's talking about her husband or not. She said they were very poor, having problems making ends meet, so they actually went to other countries. And almost immediately, these videos look like every other video of some trust fund kitty or somebody who is just, you know, who's just talking up other places where they don't have to pay so much for things. And it's like, so you were so poor and so bad off, and you look at her and she's got a tattoo on her inner arm, you know, how girls are getting tattooed a lot now. And you're going, I don't get any kind of impression that she was really poor. It's that poor people don't get tattoos. That was, you know, when they go, well, why don't you have tattoos there? And you go, well, I came from a time when tattoos meant something, and it was part of your group identity, and I was part of those groups. I am not a group guy, and so I don't know. I think people are getting tattoos now to try to feel better about themselves somehow. I have no idea. I hope it's just kind of a weird sad. Anyway. But yeah, it just makes you wonder. Because it seems like the same thing. You go, how is she making her money? And you go, it seems like she's monetized her travel. She's one of those travel lifestyle YouTubers. And you go, do you have a problem with that? You go, nope. It doesn't matter to me. It's not that big of a deal. And often I'll listen to and I'll watch different videos from different people that I like. And it gets a little tricky because you keep getting those feelings that they're just trying to scrabble around for something to say just to keep throwing content up there. Because if you're trying to live off of it, That's tricky. There's all kinds of different ways you can do it. And I just haven't, you know, I don't know that I'm really interested in doing that particularly. It's just me. And I prefer audio to just videos. Although there is no audio version of YouTube. It just really isn't there. It says audio became podcasting and everybody expects it to be as actively produced, as engaging as anything else. Because YouTube really was, I really want to look at pretty faces. And they can say whatever they want to say, I just want to look at pretty faces. And there's a whole bunch of that. Anyway. I'm at my turn. So, yeah. I don't feel like the missionaries would really appreciate going and doing missionary work with the wild man. Because I'm so off in the weeds a lot. So, that's really all I had to talk about for today. And so I'll talk to you later.